Makos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. Now the Mishnah really has two separate points. The first point really is a continuation of the previous Machlokas, where you have a person who could be potentially on the hook for double, or only one, like so in the previous Mishnah, but instead of talking about paying in Malkos, the question is you get Malkos twice. Says the Mishnah inside, Me'idin anu be'ish ploni shu chayv Malkos. If Ernie and Bert come into the Bezin and they say Reuven had done something which would obligate him to get Malkos. For example, they say, you know, Reuven ate a cheeseburger, and we told him, don't eat that cheeseburger, that's a basar b'chalav, you'll get Malkos. And he ignored us and did it anyways. And then they say, and you'll get Malkos Arbaim, you'll get the, you know, the rice of lashes. The Nimtzu Zomin, it turns out that Ernie and Bert were lying because they weren't there at the scene of McDonald's at the time. They were with some other witnesses in Tahiti. So now, since they tried to get Reuven to get Malkos, they're going to get Malkos. The question is, according to Reb Shimon at least, now they have, not only do they have to get Malkos for Kasher Zaman, like they conspired to do, they should also get Malkos for the fact they're over the general love of Lo Sana Berecha Eid Shaker, of giving false testimony, which is a penalty of Malkos. Also, and that being the case, says the Mishnah, Lokin Shmonim, they get double Malkos. They get 40 times 2 equals 80. Actually 39 twice, but the point is they get 39 at the Bezin like sort of now, and then when they've recovered they get 39 again later on. Why? Mishum lo sa'ane v'recha eid shaker. First of all, you have the iser of not to bear false witness against your fellow Jew, and also mishum basisa lo kasher zamam. You have the second issue of giving them what they tried to do to somebody else. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says they both apply. V'chacham omim no ein lokin el arbaim. They say no, it's one or the other. They don't give twice, because they're really, you know, one is nested in the other. The basis for getting kasher zamam is from the law of Losane, and therefore you wouldn't get twice. You get once, and that is enough. That's all. That's all the Torah requires of you. Fine. That's the din. The din is like the chacham that it would be one set of malchus and not two. Now the Mishnah goes on to talk about something kind of more general here, which is how do you give them what they deserve? Kasher Zamam, how do you give them what they tried to do? How do you divide up that penalty? So says the Mishnah side, Ketzad, how does that, excuse me, the Mishnah says, Mishal Shin Bamamon, says you divvy up the obligation when it comes to the money, Vein Mishal Shin Bamakos, but you don't divvy up the obligation to receive the lashes. Now, Mishalshin, literally from the word shalosh, means kind of like to Mishalshin would be to divide into three. The idea is, if you'd have three witnesses, they would divide it into thirds. So in other words, if there were, you know, they were going to make Reuven pay $300 to Shimon, if there were three Edom Zomon, each would pay 100. But if there's just two, each would pay 150. And if there are four, they each would pay 75. The idea being that Mishalshin just means generally divvied up, not specifically into thirds, but it could be thirds if there were three. So then says the Mishnah inside, Ketzad, how does that work? Heidu shehu chayv l'chaveru masayim zuz. If Ernie and Bert claim that Reuven owes Shimon 200 zuz, v'nimtzu zomin, but it turns out that Ernie and Bert were lying and they're Edom Zomin because they weren't even present at the time the alleged obligation occurred. Mishalshin b'nehem, we divvied up amongst the two of them, meaning Ernie pays 100 zuz to Reuven, and Shimon pays 100, excuse me, and Bert pays 100 zuz to Reuven. So Reuven, at the end of the day, gets 200 zuz, what he was almost going to lose, if we would have continued to believe what the Edom Zomin said. And they collectively lose the 200 zuz kasher zamam, as they tried to make Reuven lose. Aval, however, im heidu shehu chayev malchus arbaim, if the testimony that Bernie and Bert were giving would have made Reuven get malchus d'oraisa, 40 lashes, really 39, but 40 lashes, as the mission puts it. V'nimtzu zomin, it turns out that Ernie and Bert are Edom Zomin, so now, kol echad ve'echad loke arbaim, both Ernie and Bert each get a full set of malchus d'oraisa. The idea being that you can't just, you know, divide it up half and half, because the first lash is terrible, but the second lash is not just twice as bad, it's much worse than that, because, you know, you're lashing what's already been lashed, and it hurts much more than the first one. And then the third one, of course, hurts more than the second one, and so on. Each one adds up. So and it's each time is worse than the previous time. So you can't just stop halfway. Therefore, it's not subject to divvying up. Each of the two witnesses would get the full set of lashes, if that's what they were going to cause, their intended victim to receive.